Vanderbilt and Riverfront Trail, the Vanderbilt home.
You are standing before one of the finest examples of Beaux-Arts residential architecture in America, a home for Frederick William Vanderbilt and his wife Louise. Frederick, a third-generation Vanderbilt, built his stately home on one of the most prized and historic properties on the banks of the Hudson River. Three different homes once stood on this exact spot where the house stands today, and later, on the tour stop, you will learn why this was a preferred location. The house, completed in 1898, was the centerpiece of an estate that encompassed 700 acres and included approximately 50 other structures. The property was first developed over two centuries ago, with early ownership including some of the founding fathers of Hyde Park. National Park Service Supervisory Park Ranger Alan Daly introduces you to the last landowners of this storied estate.
Frederick and Louise were latecomers to the town of Hyde Park. There had been estates in Hyde Park, the town of Hyde Park, for a couple of centuries before they arrived. So the idea of there being wealthy people in the midst of the town certainly was not new to the residents of the town. But Frederick and Louise, like other members, the Newbalds and the Rogers and the Roosevelts, participated in providing a better life for the people of the town. But also, the estate was open. The residents and their children could come and use the estate like we use it today as a park.
This building is a monument to an age when wealthy American industrialists sought to express their worth through structures that would stand the test of time, reminding the world of their accomplishments long after their passing. Frederick Vanderbilt and his siblings, heirs to vast family fortunes, became known as inexhaustible house builders. Frederick chose the firm of McKim, Mead, and White to create this residence. Note the hallmarks of Beaux-Arts design: strict classicism, perfect symmetry, heavy ornamentation, perfectly balanced facade all around the house. Alan Daly.
A lot of the workers who worked on the house were immigrants who were leaving Europe where fortunes were on the decline and buildings like that weren't being built anymore, and they were bringing their craft with them and getting a foot in the door building houses that were heavily modeled on European architecture and style and decorations.
Walk now to the west facade to see why each subsequent landowner chose to build their homes on this same spot. And listen to Alan Daly tell more about Vanderbilt's home on the Hudson.
The house itself, they had electricity. They produced it on property. They had hot and cold running water. They had a water tower across the estate from the mansion. They had telephone, telegraph, ticker tape machines, central heat. Any amenity that was available, any technology that was available was employed. These are people who made their money in technology. These are people who embraced technology in their day-to-day lives. We know that in the earliest days of the estate, townspeople would stand at the edge of the wall and watch all the lights go on and off. So it was kind of a show.
One look from the west portico, and you can see why this was the premier building site. The Hudson River below and beyond, the expanse of hills leading up to the distant Catskill Mountains, made this a favorite gathering place for Vanderbilt and his guests to relax and simply enjoy the view that today remains unequaled among Hudson Valley panoramas.